They usually have it on as much as I can.
They're making radio fun again.
Oh, yeah.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
They usually have it on as much as I can.
They're making radio fun again.
Oh, yeah.
So today on UK Talk Radio, we're talking to David Bradford. We're going to talk about his new single, which has entered the UK Talk Radio charts. We'll do that in just a moment. But David, let's take you back to the beginning. So what are the bands or artists that influenced you, that you first heard maybe on the radio or at a concert and thought, wow, I really, that's something going on here. I really like this.
I got a thing, I got to say, on what first influenced me would be, Dion. The Wanderer would have been my first influence, and Billy Fury, Nellie Cochran, because I was brought up in a household where 50s and 60s music was all we listened to. But then my biggest influence would be Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, which you probably can hear throughout a lot of my songs. That's where it's all begun.
And what is it about? So I guess with Kurt Cobain, is it more than the music? Is it the image as well? What he portrayed?
I guess I can relate to him in some aspects. I wouldn't say the image, everyone's got their own image, but his music is more of a release than others. It's not controlled by anyone. It's just his music, and that's the way he wanted it. And there's lots of controversial songs, which I don't know if we can say, but a lot of it's like, so Lithium is like a brilliant song, but if I had my own choice, it would probably be, my favorite all-time song would be Rape Me by Nirvana, only because it's a bit controversial, and it's a lot of people didn't like it, and if people didn't like it, I tend to go towards that. So that's kind of, obviously, I have a lot of other bands, but that's like my main, like when I was younger, it was Slayer, heavy metal kind of stuff. But then I like dance music as well, ATV and all that kind of trend.
So quite eclectic. So how did you get from the stage of enjoying these artists to actually then maybe writing your first song?
So writing my first song, so I taught myself to play guitar at a young age when I was 15. I got pushed out in front of a car. So I had a long time in a wheelchair, so I had nothing else to do. So I taught myself then. Then I met a guy who helped me. I went through a bit of a phase with drugs again. And he brought me back and taught me to sing and play. And he used to be, I think, one of the original band members, the Chantilly Lace. Derek, I've even got one of his electric guitars here, and he put a lot of time and effort into getting me singing and playing. But back then I probably was a bit more tone deaf. But yeah, and I've learned steps along the way. So getting up to this point now, I wrote a song was when my brother came back from Afghan. It's on YouTube, but it's not the great, but the words are good, lyrics good. But I struggled then, and then moving forward, it was the first lockdown. I was mentally broken. I lost everything. And when you start falling, it only gets worse until you hit the bottom. And even when you hit the bottom, it gets worse again. So I learned then, with the help of my friend, who's also a producer, has always supported me. I learned then to make little steps every day, little steps. He always supported me, and he listened to me, ring me up every day, making sure, because obviously I was not in a good place. I was crying every hour. I couldn't talk like we're talking now. I was just a mess. So Hell Yeah and These Four Walls was kind of written side by side together, and These Four Walls was mainly the first one which I'd done through lockdown, and I got lots of reviews and comments on it. That's kind of pushed me. So it was really difficult for me because I was dyslexic and I didn't think that I could do it. However, one thing I learned is by waking up every day and trying to be positive and writing, because I'm in and out of court for my daughter and everything else, and we're all in COVID, losing friends. And it's like, this is where the song being like stuck in prison in your own mind, because no one's got any outlets. So I was fighting for my daughter on one hand, I was working every hour on the other hand, and every second, every spare second I had was working on these songs for my album. And it got to a point where that was more therapy, because every time I wrote, every time I wasn't giving up, I was taking a positive step forward. And now over time, after I wrote each song, I realized that it makes a difference. Doesn't matter how big of a difference, as long as each day you take that step positive, being a positive step forward. And each time you do that, you build up your wall, you build up your strength again and your self-belief. And once your self-belief is there, things are like, you can do anything, but you've got to believe you can to start with.
It sounds to me as if your music comes from a place deep within you. You know, it's not a shallow place. It's very deep within you. And if you listen to the song, These Four Walls, the lyrics reflect that. So is that, as you move forward with more music, is that something that you want to be to the center of your music, coming from a heartfelt place?
Yeah, the center, all my music is how I feel in and every step I've took. So there's other songs which are about for my daughter, just in case I didn't ever get to see her. So because some people aren't so lucky, you know, they go to court and then they don't get to see them. So I wrote a song so my daughter would always know how much I love her. I'm very emotional kind of guy. Truth and honesty is paramount. To be true to your feelings is to be true to who you are, in my opinion. And, These Four Walls is who I am, because it doesn't matter what people do to me, or even at my worst, darkest moment, I will never allow that hate to control me or consume me or be that hate. Because the minute you do that, it's the minute you become the person that you hate is most. You know what I mean? So like, if you give in, then you become that thing you hate the most, rather than to try and understand and move forward in a positive way. And that's the hardest thing. And it's so hard to do sometimes.
And I think that your music will reach out and resonate with many people who've been in situations which are very difficult. I mean, in your case, it's COVID, your daughter, but many people are in those kind of situations where they're desperate, where they want to make some sense of it. So I would imagine that your music will also resonate with many, many people.
I hope so. I started this with my friend and I said, when I wrote this, if I can help one person, that's it, I'm done. And I've helped loads of people, because if you can just take the time to listen to someone, it can make a big difference. For me, like, even talking to you, I'm getting a bit emotional, because I realize myself, I have lots of problems. I made lots of mistakes, and like, I'm not perfect. Everyone does. Until that minute when you switch your light on and you realize that you can change this. Yeah. But it's getting to that point, and when people believe in you, things become different. When people look up to you after what you've been through, you're kind of expected to be happy and expected, but it's not always like that. It's not always a fairy tale, but it lies what you make it at the end of the day. And I hope that my music will always be help. Doesn't matter if it helps. As long as it helps one person, I'm happy.
A very noble goal, and as you said already, it already has helped people. For most of us don't go into a recording studio or don't record music, so we don't know how it works. So we've kind of talked about where the lyrics come from. Just tell us, just very briefly, what it's like to put a song together. How do you do it? So you've got ideas in your head. How do you bring it out and actually then make a recording of it?
So everyone does it in different things. So you can write... If you can start, the simplest way is writing a poem, really. But for me, I'll mess about doing about three chords or something like that, and I'll repeat it, and I'll just start singing stuff, and then things would come into my head, roughly, and I'd know what I want to aim it about, and then I'll start focusing in the direction that I want to go. But this initially starting off is a really difficult one, because there's lots of ways you can do it. So what I've learned is a poem, or simple poem, what's about four lines, could be a chorus. If you get a chorus, you can work everything around that for your verses. Or you can listen to a bit of music which has got a repetitive chorus, or just goes around, and you can sing, you can start off with a verse, and then you can work on a chorus. But then there's lots of different ways, you know, like you could be out someday, you could hear something and think, oh, actually that might go away. And then it's trying to figure out how to get it down, or trying to write it down quickly before you forget it.
Yeah.
But also helps to, click tracks could probably help people if you have a bit of knowledge. If you can't play a guitar, then you can get a little drum beat or something to help keep in time. I think I can be my own worst enemy with metronomes. If people don't know what that is, it's just helping people to keep on time and having a constant beat in the background. I didn't know anything about that when I first started off. It is handy when you're recording. But in general, everyone's different. It's finding your own way to do it is the hardest. Mm. I mean, we can all tell you what the best way we think to write a song is, but until you actually have a go, you won't discover that for yourself.
Yeah, well, you've obviously got your way, and it's obviously works for you. And live music, have you ever done any? If not, would you like at some point to play these songs live?
I have played them live at open mics and a few live events. I have a band that I play in as well. But it's not really been too much of a focus at the minute. I was just wanted to try and push it out there first. Not just because that, I find it, so truthfully, they're very hard songs to sing for me because it takes me back to that moment. It reminds me where I am. I want to share them with people as much as I can do. But once my whole plan is, I am writing other songs, I'm going to come back with even better songs, and then they will be all live. So basically what I'm doing is I'm doing my qualifications in acoustic guitar and stuff like that, so I can be better and have more knowledge, so I can come back and offer more to the table. That's what I'm trying to do at this point in time. But I will be playing live soon, hopefully, if everything comes together. But other than that, my songs, it's hard because my producer had done all the backing and the drums, so I didn't really have a band at the time when I'd done that. So it makes it hard to sing it live.
Well,
without a band.
I get that. But obviously it sounds like it may be something for the future, but I can understand that the songs could be quite painful to perform, but maybe something for the future. Just to round off, so These Four Walls has just entered the charts, so we wish you all the best of that, and our list is already behind that. That's just the first week. So just very briefly, obviously we wish you all the best with your song as far as the charts are concerned, and all the best for, so are there any songs now in the pipeline? Are quite fresh.
There's a Hell Yeah remix by Zenat, which is a house remix, which is going to come out in February. It's very modern. There's a Do You Love remix coming up. There is a second song called Time, which I'm still working on, because I'm being a bit finicky with it, so I need to get it right. and much more, hopefully. But you know, the world is your oyster at the end of the day. You've just got to keep on pushing through it, haven't you?
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like there's great stuff still to come. We look forward to that. And I wish you all the best with these four walls, which is just the first week in the chart. So plenty of time for it to go even higher. So, David, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I really do appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.
Sit here thinking of you, wondering what you're up to, thinking do you miss me too, darling, cause what you've been through. Stuck inside these four walls again, only with my thoughts to the end, alone without you again. Still hope at the end you'll be the friend. Lost when I can't touch you, lost in this mess that runs through. Memories of the hurt cause you, darling, cause what you've been through. Stuck inside these four walls again, only with my thoughts to the end, alone without you again. Still hope at the end you'll be the friend. Without the both of you again, never believe this has no pain. Just don't forget I'm still here for you. We're at the start, this is not the end. Stuck inside these four walls again, only with my thoughts to the end, alone without you again. Still hope at the end you'll be the friend. Stuck inside these four walls again, only with my thoughts to the end, alone without you again. Still hope at the end you'll be the friend. Still hope at the end you'll be the friend. Still hope at the end you'll be the friend. Still hope at the end you'll be the friend. Still hope at the end you'll be the friend.